All right, I can't be the only one listening who took more than one time to pass my driving test, right?
Okay.
It's 99.7 DJX. How many times did it take you?
One.
Okay, I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
This is a setting the bar story. Again, Kelly is...
an example of what not to do.
Look, if first you don't succeed, try again. But if you can manage to make it through the day without not passing your driving test after almost 140 times, you're doing okay.
Ooh.
So I guess this is maybe good news, or at least good news potentially, as this guy in Poland finally passed the... it's not the driving portion of the driving test, the written portion of the driving test, after 139 failed attempts.
Ooh.
Took him 9 years.
Oh my goodness. And apparently most people only took like 1 to 3 times and they got it.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's and also it, you know, costs money every single time you have to try to do it.
What in the world was he hung up on?
I don't know. Do we want someone like that on the roads? Or does that make them better? Does that make them like more in tune? But anyway, in Poland, apparently, and this is the case in other European countries as well, drivers have to pass this computer-based test before taking the practical driving test, right? So if you don't pass the first, then you don't even get to do the second.
Okay.
So it took him 100. So he hasn't even tried the driving portion of it.
Ooh.
And if he fails that, he's got to go back to square one.
Oh, this is just...
this poor guy.
Wow. What are the roads especially tricky there? Are the rules especially tricky? Like, what was... I would really be curious to know, like, what was the hang up? Was he missing the same stuff?
Yeah, like, was he hung up on one question? How close was he? Was he closer at certain... do you have to get them all right? Do you have to get a percentage of it right?
Yeah. How many did he miss, and what did he miss? 139 times.
139 attempts at this theoretical test. He missed. He finally passed it. We don't have word on whether he's passed the driving portion of it yet.
Did he volunteer this story, or did they volunteer it for him?
This is the driver, like the DMV basically was like, hey, I know that the driving test can be tough, but at least you're not this guy. They didn't say his name.
Oh, gosh.
But
because if I'm him, I don't think I want the world knowing how many times it took for me to finally pass that test. Because that's got to be a world record.
Look, I know...
somebody call Guinness. That's probably a world record.
My daughter is coming up on 15, and now you can start getting your permit.
Yeah.
15, so at least if she can take less than 139 times to pass, I think we're doing good.
Just, you know what? There are practice tests online.
I know. Maybe he didn't know that.
Maybe he didn't know about that.
Maybe he didn't know about that. Anyways.
Yeah, that sounds like that'd be helpful. We didn't have that back in the day. We didn't have the practice tests.
I think I did have a practice test.
You did?
Yeah. I think I had a practice on, it wasn't online, but I was able to
take a practice test. We had the class, and then you knew kind of what to study.
Yeah. I mean, that's, and they gave you practice tests in the class.
Oh.
So at least they did for me.
Okay. So. I don't remember.
All right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without not passing your driving test after almost 140 attempts, then you're doing okay.
I feel like at that point you throw him a parade.
Who's driving the float?
I don't know. Not him, though.
Maybe we don't.
Maybe he rides the float.
Yeah. Maybe he just rides it. Yeah. There you go. That's your side of the bar story.